Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Welcome back, guys. And we wanted to thank our newest Patreons that joined us today.
Indeed, we want to say thank you to Lee, Ron, Mike, Dave, and Meg.
And Bruno. Yes, we can't forget Bruno. And so thank you guys for your support. We couldn't do it without you guys. If you aren't subscribed, please do subscribe to Heart Zone. We go into the deeper spiritual stuff over there. And we're basically answering a question that was actually put on EE Arts. And that's why, you know, the question was, why would anybody choose to incarnate at this point in time? Why? With all the chaos? Well, we answered that there. So go check it out.
Indeed.
So we have 2 to 3 feet of rain in 3 days, unbelievable amounts of rain in Greece, as this is Jeff Berardelli, as he has never seen them. And he is the chief meteorologist over at Tampa Bay. No area can cope with this massive rain without catastrophic events. Oh, yeah. But of course, he's always given that, you know, it's climate change. Yeah, and I keep typing, geoengineering, you mean?
Yeah, you mean that.
As we see, yesterday's flooding in Spain, I mean, just crazy. It really is crazy. I mean, it's just crazy. What can you say about it? And here's a rescue going on of 2 people in Spain that got pulled up after their car got stuck in an underpass that looks like it's now just a river.
That is absolutely terrifying. I can't believe that. That's horrible.
Yeah, I mean, but this is the world that we are in at this point in time. And 8 people now have died in the flooding in Algeria. It's just all over the place. And as you can see the comment there, catastrophes driven by fossil fuel energy are never ending and worsening. These people... Meanwhile, this is Austin, Texas area. As you see, that's a pretty powerful looking river there. And, you know, obviously we had massive floods in Nevada, California, the Burning Man Festival. No real news there as far as Burning Man, just a lot of cars stuck in the mud and a lot of people trying to get the heck out of Dodge as fast as they can. Now, this is something that might raise a few eyebrows. Chinese gate crashers at U.S. bases spark espionage concerns. Washington has tracked about 100 incidents involving Chinese nationals trying to access Americans' military facilities and other institutions. And they also say one of the interesting things is that they all seem to be responding in pre-scripted ways. Oh, just tourists taking photographs. Yes, I don't know. I don't speak English very well. You know, I mean, they say it's very scripted, and it's happened too many times to just be a coincidence.
You know, it's just too easy to pretend you can't speak that English very good and point to the other guy and shrug your shoulders and look like, you know, I don't know what's going on. It's just, you know.
Oh, me scusi, this isn't where I parked my car. Yeah. Meanwhile, here you go. This is also going on. Do you remember we were talking about all those tons of acres of Texas land right on the Mexican border that was purchased by people from China? And this is one. Sun Guangjing owns 7% of all the land in Val Verde County. 7% of all the land. He bought more than 130,000 acres, estimated at $110 million, between 2016 and 2018. He's a billionaire who has extensive ties to the Chinese state, sparked national security fears with a plan to build a wind farm that would plug into the grid. He is now thought to have sold the land following opposition from local ranchers, but there are concerns he retains an interest in the property. So, yeah, it's interesting, as you see the title, Texas Ranchers Defeat China's Billionaire Who Bought All This Land. And when I was thinking, Valverde, why does that sound so familiar? Well, it's because, you know, and this is the gentleman, it's an area right here, as you can see, where there were cases of, I remember clearly, you had Texas State National Guard stopping people coming in, and then you had federal agents saying, no, the person that owns the land said it's okay. And there you have it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, it's the case of, you know, what really is the law. And what I see is a whole bunch of laws everywhere getting pushed, and almost like a, you know, that game where you take three cups and you put, it's just a shell game and it's a joke. And they're pushing these laws to make certain things legal. And it's definitely not good for us.
So, I mean, we could look at, like, well, the Texas landowners there kind of nudged him out of town, but is the damage done? Does it not matter because now there's plenty of sleepy cellular units that have crossed over and are in position? And we're just going to a different stage because we're getting close to when it really goes hot. Four U.S.-made boats with Ukraine troops destroyed in the Black Sea, so says the Russian Defense Ministry. Ships taken out with all those troops on board. U.S. concerned over Chinese tourists at military bases. Beijing says, don't worry. It's just ill-intentioned fabrication. There's no spying going on. Nobody's trying to do anything. Yeah, tell us another one. NATO may collapse by 2025, so says this academic that just basically says if the Republicans win, NATO's doomed. And so, you know, again, we understand the bigger picture. The left, right is really two wings of the same entity when you get down to it. And the Russian state, yet again, the state TV is airing shows threatening a nuclear strike on the U.S. I don't know how many times this has happened now. Quite a bit. Meanwhile, Russia has likely proposed North Korea participate in three-way naval exercises with China, according to a lawmaker who attended a closed-door briefing with the director of South Korea's top spy agency. As you can see, the meeting's going on. Actually, you know, there's other sources saying that North Korea is offering all sorts of military aid for Russia to use in the Ukrainian offensive. And they've actually even offered people. They've offered troops. At some time when this goes hot, you know, North Korea will be right there, as will Iran, as will so many other nations. It's not just going to be Russia against NATO, or not even just Russia and China against NATO. Look to the BRICS nations. And, you know, when you look at the forward positioning of the naval forces, you know, they're still fairly similar to what we saw last week. There's still Arctic exercises going on, as you see up there in the Arctic Circle, the Healy. And you also have the forward over there off the eastern coast of Canada. And we have the Mesa Verde docked in Dublin, Ireland. And we see a lot of pre-positioning. And, you know, this is going to go hot. I would, again, I feel very, very confident it'll go hot within the next, you know, 6 to 7 months. But I would not be surprised if the European theater expanded soon, much sooner than that. But here we have the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu calling for mass deportation of illegal African migrants after a huge riot broke out in Tel Aviv. And yeah, that looks like chaos. But, you know, these scenes are playing out in many countries across the globe right now. Many countries.
You know, and they're allowing it to happen. They're letting them in, and we really need to let go of the idea that those in charge are just, you know, making mistakes, and they're just stupid, and they don't know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing, and we need to turn our understanding and really get to realize that they're doing this on purpose to bring about the fall. That really does relieve a lot of angst when you finally get it. When you realize all of these people are just, this is very, very deliberate. In a way, yes, it's concerning, but at the same time, it's like, okay, well, you know, you stop fighting it, you stop going against the grain, and then you start to focus in on yourself, and you take the time to take care of you, because these guys out there, these ones that are in charge, no, they're not out to take care of you.
Absolutely, you know, so. There's so much movement of people all over the place right now. There's massive waves of immigrants, migrants. And it's not just in the U.S., and it's all over the place, especially in the NATO countries. This is a tool that they use. And why are these people moving? Well, yeah, there's a variety of different things. A lot of countries have been decimated by war or by economic situations, and internal strife, external strife. It's the system. The system constantly pits humanity against itself. And what do you have here? Here you have a migrant climbing up a ladder into a Swedish home, armed with a knife, then he violently assaults the family. You know, there's been all sorts of cases like this, of all sorts of pillaging, attacking, nasty things. You know, it harkens back to medieval times. It's the same thing going on right now. And yeah, again, you have the majority, they're not, you know, out. The majority of migrants are just looking for a better life. But you have those that are in, just out for chaos and for opportunistic, you know, they'll do whatever they have to do to better how they view it, better themselves, but they're certainly not bettering their souls, that's for sure.
No, it's not. And I can't say enough about that, about how much we need to go within, and how much meditation can really, really, really help you when it comes to a situation where things are out of your control, things are going on around you, and they're quite scary. If you have that energy and you're working on yourself and you're meditating, you're pulling the light in, that in and of itself, it has its own built-in type of, you know, it has its own built-in ability to protect you. And that's why we always harp on it. Not to mention, this is going to be what we're standing on. We're going to be standing on the shoulders of our other spiritual brothers and sisters who have also been working on themselves. And when it comes to the spirit, that's the strongest thing out there. It might look like things in 3D can do a lot, but when you're dealing with somebody's soul, spirit, and the power of love and light, that can do a lot more.
So here you have a situation where a man comes in to accuse Tony Blair of being just out for bettering himself and selling out his nation. And yeah, absolutely. And this is all about the invasion occupation of Iraq. And so he comes in saying, this man is a war criminal, as you can see there. And he's trying to, Tony Blair is trying to just like kind of the crazy guy, yeah oh, he's just crazy. And then he says, you know, on the record, yeah, because the guy says JP Morgan's been paying him like $6 million a year for starting and supporting the war for it. You know, this is how it works. These are the most corrupt people in the world, the people in politics on both sides. Doesn't matter, you know, which country, they are absolutely all about ego, greed, and power. And again, you know, I know some people get caught up in the cult of personality with an individual. That's a very dangerous thing. So many times people have blindly followed somebody thinking, this guy really has my back. And then they've been sorely, sorely disappointed, as history has showed, that this power and corruption it corrupts both sides, whatever, you know, whatever political system we're talking about. And yeah, you know, again, he was paid off. Of course, of course. They're all paid off. This is how they're in that position.
And I haven't seen not one person in a leadership status be held accountable for anything. So does it matter that somebody came up and screamed, oh, this guy's a war criminal? Does it matter that they have all the proof in the world? Does it matter that it's out there in the media and everywhere? No, it doesn't matter one bit, because these beings are going to go on their path regardless of what other people say out there. So again, it turns back to us. We have to take care of ourselves.
Yeah, I don't think there's a billionaire on the planet that hasn't been approached or is in some way not controlled by the secret societies.
Definitely.
It just doesn't happen. You have to buy in one way, shape, or form. And here you have, what do you have here? Sergey Dubinin, along with, you know, that guy. We've heard enough about this. So this guy is a spy, a Ukrainian spy, that was there at this point in time. And this shows just how orchestrated everything is. It's completely orchestrated. We know that. You know, and again, I do totally feel that 46 and 45 both understand the bigger picture. They both understand the bigger picture, and they both have particular roles to play, because the system wouldn't let them do anything else. And of course, you know, 46 is as corrupt as any family's ever been, and that includes the Bushes and the Clintons.
Mm-hmm. They all are, and they're not about to change.
No, none of them. This is who they are. The UK government has tabled a new energy bill, which would have property owners fined up to £15,000 for non-compliance of net zero. So, you know, again, you're going to have to go by these laws that are being put in by few puppets. You know, again, FEW, what's that in reverse? Well, when you look at all the, when we're talking about the UK, it's loaded with members of the few. They're the ones that have been running the entirety of the show the whole time. So, you know, obvious, and you can see who's putting it out, right? Yeah, I mean, it's just so blatant. It's so obvious. This is blatant and obvious too. Oh, a jogging accident. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz shows himself with an eye patch. Yeah, I guess they were all out jogging too. I didn't know the Pope jogged. Iron Man was out jogging, maybe. Yeah, Kerry and Bush, skull and bones, men. See what I mean by the secret societies, you know, and they, all these celebrities who would then tell you, go do the right thing. Yeah, you know, you idolize, you know, they just, the quality of being is just reprehensible. Yeah, they're all part of a club, all right, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's not a good one.
No, and it's not one that we want to be a part of. And here's a old-time photo. Ireland, is, as you know, there was a famine, the potato famine is what it was called. And interestingly enough, you know, 75% or better of the crops during a time of famine, where people were literally dying of starvation. And this is one of the things that fueled so much immigration to the U.S. and to Canada and to Australia as well, and other places too, from Ireland, was because of the famine. And they were still shipping 75% of the food, or they were taking 75% of the food from the starving Irish that were, you know, literally watching family and friends die of starvation. Oh, and then people got evicted. And so, you know, this was an accounting of the day of June 15th, 1887, where these sisters, these three sisters, the O'Halloran sisters, they armed themselves with boiling water to fight off the bailiffs that were going to kick the family out of the house during the Irish land war. You know, again, you know, nowadays it might be like your non-compliance to certain emission, you know, standards, whatever it is. Oh, wait a minute, you have a wood stove, you got to go to jail now. Maybe you have a backup generator. At some point in time, they'll try to make that illegal. They want to make hunting illegal, fishing illegal. They don't want you having any, you know, self-preservation skills because they want you to recognize that you're slaves. This is the bottom line. They want you to acknowledge that you're slaves. Well, the girls did throw boiling water on them, and it eventually the police did make their way into the house, evicted the family, and arrested them. But they were allowed to return back to their homes, and in 1909, they were given a chance to buy and own the land that their family had worked on for generations. You know, and again, here in the U.S., just again, think about for generations, Native Americans were living on land, and they got booted off. You know, it's just an incredible thing where this cycle is just, it never ends. It's always putting up one group to put down another, and then that group that was put up will become the put down, and you know, the oppressed become the oppressors. It's an endless cycle in which the real controllers stay in the shadows and always stay rich.
You know, it's this little thing that I keep remembering. You know, why did they make everyone so afraid of the witches but never afraid of the ones that burned the witches? I mean, that's a fair question, I think. And, you know, symbiotic, this land was lived upon in such a symbiotic way for so long, and others came here and they made new laws and they made certain things justifiable, and with their laws they've decided that these other entities, they're just savages, it doesn't matter what we do to them, we're saving their soul. And then they put this religion in front of us and force everyone to follow it. If you don't follow it, well, now, you know, your friends and family are going to jump on you and be angry with you. Well, look where all of this stuff comes from. I think it's just time we all sit down and take a look at where things have come from and where they're going, and if we can do anything to change it.
Yeah, well, you know, again, the people that were convinced and talked into burning the witches or evicting the Native Americans from their land or even slaughtering them, because again, you know, they're savages, they're going to hell anyway for eternity, according to some theology. They're the same people that would be attacking people that said, no, I'm not going to put that thing on my FACE. They're the same people that are, you know, we see doing crowd control against people that are protesting in a nonviolent way, that are going and being violent against the nonviolent protesters. There's nothing more dangerous than ignorance. Ignorance allows people to be totally manipulated and convinces them that good is bad and bad is good. And again, they end up enforcing the will of the system without even realizing it. So, you know, it's so ironic that in so many ways, you will have people that believe they are on the side of God, let's say, but in reality they are enforcing the satanic system.
And they manipulate them, they make people proud to do it. And that's what's so scary, because people are doing it to the best of their knowledge. They're acting in their own best efforts. They're acting with their hearts. So, you know, you see, we are up against such a weird, twisted system that's really not any fun. And this is our human journey, it's our human experience. And you know, I've said this before, we are the only species on this planet that have to pay to live here. What's wrong with this picture?
Yeah, you pay for your water, you pay for everything, and they're gonna tax you on your methane coming out of your butt. Yeah. You know, this is just pure insanity. But then again, so is the whole concept of original sin. And yet still so many believe in that blindly, because it is blind. And here we have newly spotted comet may soon be visible without telescopes. Wait, didn't we just do this? Yeah, this is a different one, though. This is Comet Nishimura, and this is a picture of it photographed from Spain. So this was recently discovered by Hideo Nishimura, and, you know, it's going to be visible with the naked eye. It's actually heading towards the sun, and it will appear in the constellation Cancer in the pre-dawn sky until about September 7th. But its visibility will diminish by mid-September as it ventures closer to the sun's intense glare. And then it goes to perihelion, which is the closest approach to the sun, on the 17th of September. And we'll have to see if it is going to survive its close call with the sun and what it looks like when it comes back around the other side. So it's curious because, you know, here's another comet. Comets are always viewed as omens. And there's a reason for that, because I think often a comet is not what it's said to be. You know, that's, again, part of the control mechanism. And so why were they always viewed in the ancient days with fear and dread that these are signs of perhaps a bad omen or something that's coming? Well, again, astrologically, we're looking closely at September 23rd through 25th, as it has a lot of potential for being, challenging or interesting, to say the least.
Yes, Saturn and Mars, a lot of karma.
This is Nishimura, as you can see, making its trip. That's pretty cool right there. And this is the path that it's going to be taking, as you see the Earth right here. And it's going to be dipping to the inside. We'll see what happens. Maybe, yeah, maybe it'll be spectacular, maybe not. But this is the one that really is intriguing. Comet Pons-Brooks. And so this is the one that we talked about that had an outburst about a month ago. And this is going to appear during the totality, the eclipse, in April of 2024. Oh yeah, that feels like it has the potential to be a comet of great significance. Look, what do you guys make of this bell? Why would you make a bell that big? Why would you make a bell that big? Just why? And, you know, there's not... Maybe there was a bigger structure around it in times past, but it's a giant bell, that's for sure. So, I mean, nobody's going to pick it up and ring it as far as Homo sapiens, but maybe somebody else did in the days past.
I'm looking at that, and I mean, how do you even cast a mold for that thing?
Well, you know, they could do it. They can make all sorts of things. But you got to wonder, too, why make a door this big? Well, you know, maybe it's for a stable, right? But why do you got a little handle over here? The things that make you say why, just like why did they build, you know, apparently some stories underground and block the windows? Again, signs of a mud flood, signs of Tartaria, signs of giants, perhaps. Well, then we have Elon, SpaceX. Did anybody ever question, as you see the ship Dragon, Draco thrusters firing, if you really think Elon's a good guy, you need to have your head examined. You really do. It's good cop, bad cop. It's so beyond obvious. But then again, it's the old we want to believe syndrome. After all, you know, Elon's kind of got that Batman type of thing going.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, everything, there's a lot going on in the name there. And I mean, if you ask me, it just looks like he's steering the AI ship exactly where he's supposed to.
Yeah, absolutely. Dragons, Draco, thrusters firing. Thank you, Elon. And this is about the Lakota. In case you don't know, and again, I had said that if you really want to get a different perspective on the Bible, study all different religions and traditions and mythologies. if you didn't read the story of Utnapishtim, which is the Sumerian Noah, then you might think, wow, that Noah's Ark story is really unique. No, it's not. You know, it's not unique at all. It's taken from the Sumerian version, which again is 1,500 to 2,000 years minimum older, probably much older than that in relationship. Again, you know, you have to look at the bigger picture. So Star people, the Lakota Sioux, like many indigenous cultures, have various oral traditions and stories relating to star people or star relatives. These stories are an integral part of Lakota cosmology and spirituality. While there are different versions and variations of these stories, there's a general overview of the Lakota beliefs regarding star people here. Origin from the Pleiades. In Lakota tradition, star people are often associated with the Pleiades star cluster, which is known as the Seven Sisters. According to their oral narratives, the ancestors of the Lakota people originated from the Pleiades and traveled to Earth to become the Lakota people. So, you know, again, you'll see people that will make comments like, oh, that's New Age. And, you know, the immediate comeback is when you're talking New Age, you're talking something of an age other than a Dark Age. Because, you know, the fundamentalist belief set and mindset is a total Dark Age mindset. The mindset that, you know, we're it. There's nothing else but us. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? SpongeBob SquarePants. Well, again, you know, we live in a dome and we're it. There's nothing else out there. You know, that is just, it's incredible people believe that in these days. It just boggles minds. There's so much life out there. But this is, again, you could find evidence of this. We were talking about this, making reference to the book of Job, where it was talking about, can you loosen the belt of Orion? And talking about binding the Pleiades. Why would they mention binding the Pleiades? Well, again, slavery to the beings that are living in the Pleiades. Humans, us, we're all migrants, we're all immigrants. Here, Lakota tradition says, well, we came from the Pleiades. Ultimately, we came from Lyra for the most part, but there are people of other origins as well. There are beings from Orion. There are beings from Sirius. There are beings from many different places out there. And humans, unfortunately, are, for the most part, a species that's been driven to immigration and migration by the ones that are, well, you know, it's very much, again, going back into the sci-fi movies. Do you guys remember Battlestar Galactica? The whole premise was that humans had to, you know, go and hit the road because there were these machine beings that were trying to exterminate them. So they had to go look for a new home elsewhere. Well, that is our reality. Because this war has taken place in places beyond Earth. We're just on a tiny little outpost here. Most of humanity lies on other planets. The vast majority lies on other planets in other places. The Lakota remember this. This is why the indigenous people had to lose their traditions. They had to lose this knowledge. This is why the system wants them to convert to Christianity, Islam, or anything else. You know, they could be atheists for all they want. They just don't want them remembering the truth that we're not alone and that we ourselves come to the earth as migrants fleeing from a war zone.
Mm-hmm. You know, there are little blurbs in the Bible that I do find a lot of truth in, and when that's when Yeshua says, my people die from lack of knowledge. And this lack of knowledge that we're dealing with right now is the not understanding exactly how our bodies function and the toxicity that goes into our bodies and how that really, really screws us up, and it gives us cancers and it makes us die young. And, you know, these are all the controllers. They're the ones that are hiding this knowledge. They're hiding this understanding because they know that our lives can be so much better, and they have this deep desire and need and want to control everything from a certain standpoint. And if you can control the belief system, you can control anything. And if we're dealing with beings that they want to stay in the shadows, they want to stay in the dark, they need to stay in the shadows and in the dark. They cannot risk others understanding that we are not alone on this planet. So they definitely put out a lot of effort to make it seem like we are alone. And then if you step out of the box and say, I know we're not alone, you'll in mainstream, you'll have 20 people jumping out and laughing at you, and giving you the smackdown and making you feel silly and putting you right back in your box. But we got to move beyond that. We have to work together, stick together, move beyond that, give each other a break, understand that we're all just doing our best with a controlling system, and we're really very much in the dark in so many ways. And when you see New Age, I just look at that, that's ancient knowledge. But also the New Age information, I can agree that a lot of it is still being twisted from the controllers. So I'm very, very careful when I start to understand something new, I make sure I go within.
Oh yeah, when you get these teachings that you too can manifest yourself into a billionaire. Oh, that's when they're taking it and they're twisting it. Have everything you've ever wanted. Don't worry, everything is just fine. The white hats are coming around the corner tomorrow. That was just that quake was just another deep underground military base. The Draco are on the run. Don't worry, 47 is going to bail you out. All that is just, it's really BS. And again, the infiltration has been there. And it's always there. As soon as there's any truth that comes along, it gets distorted. The real teachings of Yeshua, distortion. Look at the persecution of the Gnostics. And again, the Bible itself was given to us by the control system. Who put it into being? The Roman Emperor. Come on. You're trusting in the system that is doing all this to humanity. It should be just so obvious. And when we look to the Dogon, extraordinary knowledge of the cosmos. How did they know the things that they did? They knew stars were in locations where these stars weren't even visible. And they'll tell you why. Because they got the information from extraterrestrials. It's that simple. And so now everybody wants to either say, well, you just watch too much Ancient Aliens. Well, no, the reality is there's overwhelming evidence. And with Cindy and I, we've had direct contact with non-terrestrial beings so many times that we don't have any doubts because we know. We've had firsthand experience. And there's many people that have had that firsthand experience. So yeah, again, we can go all over the world, and we're just talking about the Lakota Sioux, and here we see in Africa the Dogon tribe. Again, there's been contact with humanoids all the time. And before we go to this guy, I think I had one more I wanted to bring up. The Chitauri, which we talked about, this is Zulu, the Zulu tribe, another African tribe. They talk about who the real control system is. It's an extraterrestrial reptilian race that has wrested control of the Earth. This is, and we could go again from one country to another. We could go to Southeast Asia and we'll find the same stories all over the world. There are these same stories. And the control system comes along and tries to debunk it. And they'll give you their version and their belief system. And of course, the most populous belief systems are going to be the controllers. That's just blatantly obvious.
I'm looking at this little guy. You just might as well share and give it up.
Yeah, absolutely. As you can see, you can find a best friend anywhere. And I think, again, those that will handle seeing extraterrestrials and very, very strange-looking beings will be the ones that they're not locked into a particular mindset. They're more flexible. You're going to have to be flexible. Again, it really is about 80-something percent of the time that we know we're not alone. It's just coming. And there's interactions. Beings are always coming and going. So when we see, you know, strange oddities around the world, what we have to recognize is the Earth is often a place that has extraterrestrial beings coming and going, as a matter of fact. So when we see people of different humanoid races on Earth, there's going to be times where you're going to see many more much different looking beings, humanoid and not, walking on the planet, and you won't blink twice.
And it's just, it'll be normal one day.
It will be. As always, guys, thanks for your support. Much love. We look forward to your comments. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.